ליקוט הלכות יורדיה חלק שני, הלכות כלי הכרם, הלכה בייז, פרגרף דלת. We're in the middle of the paragraph. We're up to, in my version, it's a sub-paragraph, which begins with the words, V'alkein i'efsher lehikolel be'ein soif, ki'im al yedei vidui dvorim. We dedicate the learning today, le'ilu nishmas Binyamin ben Chaim, whose yard site is today, on the 14th of Teves, and le'ilu nishmas Eliezer ben Nosson Yaakov, Yentefradl bas Rabbi Shuaryeh, Zahavaleya bas Reb Avrom, Tzipka Rivka Bas Reb Baruch, and for a complete refuah and yeshua for all those that need it, B'soich Shar Chol Yisrael. We mentioned that this halacha is based on chapter 4 in Likutei Moran, and one of the main subjects in that halacha is coming close to the tzaddik. And Rabbeinu Zalveya defines three steps: seeing the tzaddik, giving tzedakah to the tzaddik, and vidui dvorim, confession to Hashem in the presence of the tzaddik. And now Rav Nosson Zal touches on that topic in a flow of what we've been speaking about till now. V'alkein, and based on what we've been learning till now, we could understand why i'efsher lehikolel be'ein soif ki'im al yedei vidui dvorim. It's impossible for a person to really connect to that infinite light of Hashem, that highest level light of Hashem, without vidui dvorim, without that third step, the confession. Ki ikar hapegam shel aveira chas v'sholom hu shepoigmim b'malchus. Because as Rabbeinu Zal explains there in the beginning of the chapter, and as we've been speaking about it, we know that the main purpose for which Hashem created the world is to reveal His kingdom. It's brought that ein melech beloyam. You cannot have a king without a nation. So that's one of the most important purposes that the creation serves. It's the malchus of Hashem, the kingdom of Hashem, of which we human beings are the most important players, because we are the only ones that have bechira. We have free choice. We can accept, we can choose to do the will of Hashem, or chas v'shalom, we can choose to go against the will of Hashem. So when a human being, when a Jew chooses to do the will of Hashem, that's really being mamlech Hashem. That's crowning Hashem. That's accepting Hashem's authority upon us, His malchus. And when a person goes against Hashem, we're being poigem in the malchus. And as we've been learning till now, of the four parts that make up the Torah, the letters, the crowns on the letters, the vowels, and the musical notes, the letters correspond to Malchus, as we mentioned in the previous year. So Rav Nosson Zal says now, ki ikar hapegam shel aveira chas v'sholom hu shepoigmen b'malchus bi'oisiois hadiburin shehem horitzoinois v'hatmunois. And Rabbeinu Zal explained over there in Likutei Moran that the shape and form of each letter which Hashem used to create the world, the shape and form is an expression of the will of Hashem, the Ratzon of Hashem. That Hashem wanted an Aleph to look like this, and He wanted a Gimel to look like that. And based on the shapes and forms, formats of these letters, and based on everything about them, that's what defined everything that was created with these letters. So when a person is poigem in the Malchus, in the letters, which are the ritzonos, which are the shapes and forms, umishanenoisun, and thereby that person goes in and changes the letters, va'oikrenoisam isharosham, and he detaches them from their source, he detaches these ritzonos from the ratzon ein soif that we spoke about in the previous year, umamshichem oisam lahasitrach achrachas v'shon, and the person draws those letters into the domain of the Sitra Achra, of the other side, V'alkein, Iker HaTikun Alidei Vidui Dvarim. This explains why one of the most important parts of the solution to correct the destruction that was caused by an Avera is Vidui Dvarim, speaking about the sin that one committed, confessing it, and apologizing for it. Shalidei Zeh Choyzrin Omalin HaDiburim. Because through this vidui, we go ahead and we elevate those letters, those words, bechinas malchus, bechinas ritzonos, lisharoshan. we elevate them and plug them back into their source, which is the Ein Sof. Al yedei shechazru v'tiknu hatzirufim shel ha'isyos. As a result of us going back and repairing those letters, because again, we explained, Rabbi Nezal says there in the Kutumran, when a person steals Chas V'Shalom, the letters in the Torah that speak about not stealing, loy signoiv, become rearranged. They become damaged and rearranged to form something negative, something that feeds the sitrachra, something that can harm the person that committed the sin. When a person does vidui dvarim, those letters get rearranged, they get put back to their proper order and reconnected to the Ein Sof. Al yidei shechazru v'tiknu hatzirufim shel ha'isyos, sheheim haritzaynos, keseder. We put them back into their proper order, kimavur b'maymar hanal, as Rabbi Nezal explains in that chapter on Likutei Moran, chapter 4 on Likutei Moran, which this halacha is based on. V'zehu b'china so'isru shel kilayim. And once again, Rav Moshe Zal tells us, this is the problem. This is why kilayim is forbidden, mixing two different species together. Shema arvavin umishanin hatmunois v'horitzoinois. Because when we plant kilayim, two different types of seeds right next to each other, and we mix them together, we change their proper shape and format. And therefore, we're changing the ritzoinos. Shalidezeh oikrenos amisharosham. And by doing that, we detach them from their source, from the Ein Sof. Ve'enom yecholam likolo barotzen Ein Sof. And they can no longer connect properly to the ratzon Ein Sof, she'en boi shum tmuna, which is something that has no shape or form at all whatsoever. Obviously, these concepts are a little bit deep. We try to absorb this and understand it as best as we can on our level. Paragraph Hey, V'alkein hechmira ha'toyra b'yoyser b'isur kile ha'kerem. And this, with this, we'll also be able to understand why the Torah is especially strict when it comes to kilayim related to a vineyard which grows grapes, produces wine. Shechomor beyoser mikol hakile zroim voilon, where the law is much stricter there than any other plantings of kilayim, like a person planting wheat and barley side by side with each other. That's forbidden. But to plant wheat and barley in a vineyard near a grapevine, that's a whole other league of forbiddenness, as we're going to see. Kiyayin, this is one of the places in Kut Halachos where Rav Nosson Zal elaborates on wine, giving us an understanding of how important wine and grapes are, both in a positive sense and chas v'shalom in a negative sense. Kiyayin yesh boi shnei b'chinois. Wine has two sides to it. Zocho naserosh, loy zocho naserosh. The Gemara says that wine is called tirosh. Tehi roish or tehi rosh. The Gemara says if a person drinks wine properly, bikdusha, then they become a roish, that it expands their mind, their consciousness. If a person drinks wine improperly, they become impoverished. Rosh means poor. And the Gemara says, Nedorim ein oni elemin adas. Poor especially means poor in intellect. They blow their mind, or they weaken their mind. They become senseless. Zocho, the Gemara says, if a person drinks wine properly, mesamchoi, wine brings joy and happiness to a person. Loi zocho, if a person drinks it the wrong way, meshamemoi, it destroys the person. Ki yesh yayin hamesameach, v'yesh yayin hameshaker. There's wine that brings joy, and there's wine that leads to drunkenness. When a person is zoche to drink wine with holiness, properly, we'll see soon exactly what that means. Azai hayayin meirim daitoi. Then the wine elevates the person's intellect. It expands the person's mind. It gives them the ability to think bigger and to think about higher level items. Umisameach levavoi, and it brings joy to the person's heart. As it says clearly in Tehillim, Bechinas v'yayin yisamach levav enosh. Wine brings happiness to the heart of a person. Va'oz nis'ale daitoi, and then the person's consciousness gets elevated. V'zoyche lodas ki Hashem hu Elokim. And what's one of the highest forms of consciousness? When a person understands and realizes that Yudke Vavke and Elokim are really one. The Midas HaChesed and the Midas HaDin of Hashem are really one. It's all good. Shezehu Iker Shleimus HaDas. That's really the highest level of Das. Lo Das Shehashem VeElokim Kulo Echad Kanal. To know that Hashem's name Yudke Vavke and Hashem's name Elokim are all one, really one. I've mentioned in the past that Tikkuni Zohar says that Yudke Vavke, Hashem's name Yudke Vavke, is Bigimatria 26. When you write 26 in Hebrew, it's Chaf Vav. Chaf, the way we pronounce Chaf, it's as if it were written Chaf Pei. Vav, the way we pronounce Vav, it's as if it was written with a Vav, a Kametz underneath it, and another Vav. So that if you look at the filling of Chaf Vav, it's Pei Vav. The Milui of Chaf is that letter Pei. The Milui of Vav is another Vav. Pei Vav is Elokim. So Elokim is inside of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Shezehu Iker HaSimcha. And that's the real joy and happiness when a person understands this. Bechinas V'yayin Yesamach Levav. Because when a person gets to this level of das, the yoidin shehakol etoiva, whereby the person knows and realizes and understands that everything that happens to them, the things that seem to be good and the things that seem to be bad, that it's all really good, bevadai hu besimcha tomid, that person will definitely always be happy. And this is the joy of the future that the Torah speaks about so often. She'oz tigdal hasimcha. We're told in the future, when Mashiach comes, when we have the Geula, there's going to be major, major happiness. Oz yimolei schoik pinu. Then our mouths will be filled with laughter. Hoyinu semechim. And we'll be super happy. Ki oz nizke ledas hazeh shekuloi toiv. Because then we will achieve this level of knowledge, of wisdom, to realize that everything Hashem did and everything Hashem does is good. V'alkein yihye oz oylam hasimcha. And that's why these sforim tell us that the future world will be referred to as oylam hasimcha, a world of joy and happiness. V'zeh bechinas hasimcha shel yayin. And this is also the joy of wine. Bechinas yayin hamesameach. Bechinas veyayin yesamach levav enosh, as it says in Tehillim. Ki nisroimein daitoi al yidei hayayin dekdusha. Because the person's das gets elevated by wine, by holy wine. Ad shezoiche ledas hanal, to the point where the person is zoiche to this level of wisdom, of understanding, shehu lemala midas ve'enoshi, which is above human comprehension. Normal human comprehension says that this is good and this is bad. When someone dies, or when somebody is very sick and they're in great pain, or when somebody doesn't have parnasa, chas v'shalom, the human mind, das enoshi, says that's not good. That's not a reason to be joyous and happy. But when a person gets to a higher level das, they see that it's all really, really good. Va'oz yodea shehakol etoivosoi. And then the person realizes that everything was really for their good. Ki kuloi toiv, because Hashem is all good. We know that again, Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei, when we do mispar koton means you drop the zeros. So Yud, instead of being 10, is considered 1. He is 5, Vav is 6, and He is 5. You add it up, it's Bigimatria Toiv, 17. The Zohar HaKadosh says, Toiv Hashem Lakoil, that Hashem is good, Yud Kei Vav Kei is Toiv, Lakoil, for everything, for everyone. kikuloi toiv, because then the person knows that it's all good. Shaideze nisrabe hasimcha ma'oid. And this brings incredible happiness. Vize bechinas yayin hameshumar shenizke losig boilam haba. And this is also what the Gemara and the Midrashim tell us, that there is a wine that Hashem has reserved. He's set it aside for the future, for Olam Haba. She'oz yehi kulay toiv. Then it's going to be all good. A short blip for those who can appreciate this. We've mentioned in the past that Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, the four letters, correspond also to the four miluim of Yud Kei Vav Kei. When we write each letter out the way we pronounce it, Yud, Yud Vav Dalet, Hey, the letter Hey can be written Hey Aleph, or Hey Hey, or Hey Yud. And the letter Vav can be written Vav Yud Vav, Vav Aleph Vav, or Vav Vav, period, etc. This is a very well-known thing in the Zohar HaKodesh, in the writings of the Arizal. There are four miluim of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Now, usually we say that the letter Yud represents Chachma, the letter He represents Bina. So too, Ov, Ayin Beis, represents Chachma, Sog represents Bina. The Arizal tells us that in the two names, Ov and Sog, which represent Chachma and Bina, which is the brain, the Machshava, there are seven Yuds. Follow me for a moment. Yud, Yud Vav Dalet, one Yud. Hey is spelled Hey Yud, another Yud. Vav is spelled Vav Yud Vav, a third Yud. And Hey is spelled Hey Yud, that's the fourth Yud. Sog, Hashem's name Sog, is Yud Vav Dalet, a fifth Yud. Hey is spelled Hey Yud, a sixth Yud. Vav is spelled Vav Vav, or Vav Aleph Vav. And the last Hey is spelled Hey Yud. So it's seven Yuds. And the Arizal says that's where Yayin is Bigematria 70. Yayin, wine, draws its spiritual holiness from the seven Yuds of Av and Sog, which represent Chachma and Bina, which is Seichel, which is Das. Showing again that wine, when a person drinks it, Bigdusha, is very holy. It's a brain, it's a medicine for the brain, not just a medicine. It's a vitamin. It expands the brain to a whole new level. Avol yesh yayin hameshaker chas v'shalom. However, there is wine when a person's drinking wine at the wrong time and the wrong amount of wine, which leads to drunkenness. Umi she'enoy zoiche, and a person who is not drinking wine properly, azai yoytze midaitoy legamri alidei shtiyas hayayin. That person loses their mind through the wine that they drink. And now Rav Nosson Zal explains, and this addresses a question that was asked yesterday in the chat, in terms of bitul. That concept of bitul, exactly how does that apply to us? Ki bechina zu shel bitul hanal, because this concept of bitul that we've discussed throughout this halacha, where a person nullifies themselves and negates themselves completely to Hashem, lav kol adam zoche. Not every person is on a level to be able to do that. V'loy kol haroitza liteles Hashem noitel, as the Gemara says, a famous expression in the Gemara, not everyone who wants to take the title can take the title. Not everyone is qualified to be a leader or for a certain title. V'i'efsher lizkois lebchinas bitul hanal, and a person cannot achieve the type of bitul that we've been speaking about through this halacha, without first really purifying oneself and making oneself holy. How? By eliminating all of the negative character traits, anger, arrogance, miserliness, all the different negative character traits, and overcoming all the wrong type of desires, the excessive desire for money, for food, for sleep, for women, which Rabbeinu Zal shows the Likut Imran, all of these taivos rois and midos rois are connected to the four basic elements of creation, fire, water, air, and dust. Vishovin b'tshuva shalema. And in addition, the person has to do a complete tshuva. Umizvadin vidui dvorim lefnei tamid chacham. And the person also performs the process of confessing all of their sins to Hashem in the presence of a Talmud Chacham. Oz daika yecholim lehikolel bein soif. Then the person can really connect deeply to the infinite light of Hashem, which again is, we're talking about a level above the spheros even. V'gam oz yefshe lehizbate legamri. And even then, the person isn't allowed to open throttle completely. The person isn't allowed to do this completely and thereby end up stuck up there in the Ein Sof. As we find the four rabbis, we're going to see Rav Nosson Zal mentioned, the four rabbis in the Gemara who went up to a very high place, two of them didn't come back down. Ki Hashem Yisborach roitze ba'avoydoseinu, because Hashem wants us to continue to serve Him down here on earth. Therefore, even a person who can do this bitul, like we said, like before a person is about to start Shmoneh Esrei, to try to get to that hispashtus agashmius, the person has to still make sure to do it, where they're going up as high as they can with the intention and the ability to come back down. Whereas a person who is still steeped in all of their materialistic desires, they're still eating too much and sleeping too much and too much taivas momoin and not pure in tikkun abris, such a person definitely cannot achieve this incredible high level called bitul. Vafilu im yisnoitzitzloi lefomim, veyirtze laloi soloi kolel bein soif, yoiser meharoi loi lefim adregosoi. And even if the person sometimes will feel an inspiration, they'll feel a passion for Hashem or for Yiddishkeit, and they'll want to fly, they'll want to go up and connect to that Ein Sof in a manner that's above their level, in a manner that's really not within reach for them. Yuchal lifkoim bozeh chas v'shalom. The person can cause major damage by attempting to do that. Shezeh b'chinas penyeh sulaloi sel Hashem. This is the warning that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to warn the Jewish people. When Hashem gave the Torah on Har Sinai and there was a tremendous revelation of Hashem, Hashem said, make sure you tell them, keep back. No one should dare get too close to try to go up the mountain. Vafilu b'tzadikim gedoilim motzinu bi'arba shenichnesu lepardes shelo yotzu b'sholim. And even among very, very high-level tzadikim, tanoim in the Gemara, where the Gemara tells us each one of these people was on a level they were qualified to perform tchias ameisim, to bring a dead person back to life, even there, the Gemara tells us in Chagiga that there were four rabbis that entered into the Pardes. They entered into a very, very, very high spiritual place, and some of them did not come out successfully. Kim Rabbi Akiva, only one of the four succeeded completely. Shenichnas b'shalom v'yotza b'shalom. He entered in peace and left in peace, meaning there were no side effects and there were no negative effects. Alkanes. So now, what am I supposed to do? Alkanes rechin levakesh harbe mayashem yisborach. A person has to beg Hashem, plead with Hashem a lot. Sheyizke lebitul hazeh lefi madregosoi bekdusha v'tahara. That I should be zeiche to this type of bitul, to this type of deep connection to Hashem and to the Torah and to Ruchnius, on my level, which I can attain on my level with holiness and purity, and that my attempt to get to this very high level light shouldn't harm me in any way. Because in the olden day lamps that they had, the oil lamps that they had, where they would fill the thing with oil and they'd have a wick in it, and you could regulate how high you turn on the wick. And if you flooded the lamp, if you put in too much oil, you would put out the light completely. You'd flood, you'd ribushim too much light, too much oil, goyim kibuy aner, causes the candle to become extinguished, chas v'shalom. Mikol shkein al yidei shtiyas hayayin, and especially by drinking wine, afal pi shenisroimim hadas al yidei hayayin, even though we explained earlier that when a person is drinking wine, it expands their consciousness, aval kishe'enoi zoche, but when a person is not qualified or they're not drinking properly, azay nizbalbel daitoi legamri, then their brain gets befuddled completely, gets confused, ubo l'shichrus, and the person goes into a state of drunkenness. Question in the chat, somebody said that they once read that in order to achieve this bitul, the person has to be psychologically healthy, because if something really pains them inside, they won't be able to be mevatel this. Is it true? The answer is, they use the word psychologically. Rav Nosson Zal is using the term mentally healthy, meaning the person's brain has to be in good condition. What defines the condition of a person's brain? Their actions, their taivois rois and midois rois, that's what really defines the healthiness of a person's brain. Next question, so tefillah is the only way to a safe bitul ratzi v'shoiv for each person according to their level, or is there more advice? The answer is, we spoke about two major things here. We spoke about a person working on their taivois rois and midois rois, a person trying to elevate their kedusha and tahara, and in addition, tefillah, a lot of tefillah. That's the winning combination. A person working on eliminating all of their taivois rois and midois rois and tefillah. And if you look in Likutei Moran there, that's how Rabbeinu Zal defines coming close to a tzaddik. Rabbeinu Zal explains there that seeing the tzaddik helps a person overcome certain negative character traits. Giving tzedakah to a tzaddik helps a person overcome certain other negative character traits. And vidui dvarim, that's what completes the process and allows the person to achieve a level where they're ready to be able to have this bitul, this type of bitul. And now Rav Nosson Zal clarifies and defines the term bitul. Ki bitul honal el ha'ein soif, because this bitul that we're discussing here to the infinite light of Hashem, ze bechinas shenifshat hadas ve'yoytze mehakelim shel hamoichin, v'nichlal be'ein soif. What we're actually referring here is that the das, we talk about, generally, we talk about three parts to the brain, spiritually. Chachma bina das. Rav Nosson Zal says, bitul means where the das is disconnecting, in a sense, and going above the chachma and bina, and going and plugging into Ein Sof, the infinite light of Hashem, which is above all the midos. Ki bevadai klei hamoichin ein yecholin lekabel oir ho'Ein Sof. Because the vessels of a person's brain cannot contain this infinite light. So the person is going above the moichin into that place of the keser, the Ein Sof, atzilus, the different terms that we want to use to refer to it. Atiko Kadisha. V'acharkach, kisheshov me'abitul, and afterwards, when the person is coming back down from that bitul, oz nishaboy rak horashimu. If everything is going well, then what remains with them is an imprint of that infinite light that they connected to. The Sforim complain it to when you have oil in a cup or in a bottle, and you empty the oil from the bottle, even after you empty out the oil, you'll see there's a thin film of oil that still clings to the sides of the bottle. That's this reshimu that remains with it, even when a person disconnects from that oir Ein Sof, if everything is being done properly, there still is an imprint, a residue that remains with the person that comes back into the moichin. V'oz harishima me'iro ladas. And then that imprint, that little remainder from that Oir Ein Sof, lights up the person's intellect, the person's brain. Me'iro lodas ki Hashem hu Elokim, and gives the person the ability to understand and realize that Hashem and Elokim are really one. V'kulay toiv, it's all good. Al kein, tzrichin sheyu kli hamoichin kedosh mitoherim. This explains why it's so important that the vessels of the brain should be clean, pure, and holy. In order that they should be able to receive and benefit from that imprint of that infinite light of Hashem. And this is also what wine is all about. When a person is drinking wine properly, the wine has the ability to elevate the person's consciousness above all the normal levels, above Chochma Bina. And this is why it's so important that those vessels of the brain should be solid, so that they should be able to receive that higher level light that they're going to receive now through this whole process. It's like a person's brain is used to handling 1,000 watts of light. Or you have a machine that's used to handling 1,000 watts of light. And now we're saying, lahavdil, lahavdil, when a person is in America and a person comes there as Israel, we know that there are appliances in America that use 110 watts or volts, whichever it is, watts, I believe. Eretz Yisrael uses 220 volts. When you try to plug an American appliance into an Israeli socket without a transformer, without that appliance gets blown up. It explodes and damaged, totally useless. There has to be a transformer. So here, in order for that machshir to be able to handle the 220, it requires doing something. Something has to be done. And when a person's moichin are solid, the person is conducting themselves with purity, with kiddush and tara, and they've done complete tshuva, and then they do this bitul, and coming back down from the bitul, some of that light goes into their brain, then that person is able to understand, to really understand. Bibchinas, as the Gemara says, Chamra v'reichoni pikhin. Wine and spices expand the consciousness of a person. Pikeach means smart. Bibchinas v'chikech keyein hatoiv hoileich ledoidi lemeshorim. As we have this pasuk in Shir HaShirim, your upper palate is like a delicious wine which brings you ledoidi lemeshorim. What this means is that, again, when a person is drinking wine properly, the person goes and becomes deeply connected to their beloved, ledoidei, which is to Hashem, bi'ahava v'achva v'reyus, with love, deep love and friendship, bi'ahavas hamisha, with a smooth, healthy love, bibchinas bitul ho'ein soif. This is another way of phrasing this concept of bitul to the Ein Sof. Asher hu doidi v'rei. Hashem, the infinite light of Hashem, that is my beloved. That's my real beloved. Kama shekosuv, ze doidi v'ze rei. As it says in another pasuk in Shir HaShirim, referring to the closest connection to Hashem, that's my beloved, that's my friend. Avo kishaloi zocho. But when a person is not pure and not holy, and a person's drinking wine not during those special times that are designated for drinking wine, ve'ein klei hamoichin shaloi chazokim, and the vessels of the person's brain are not solid, they're damaged, chas v'shalom, because the person has been thinking wrong thoughts and doing all kinds of things that are improper, Azai ein yecholan lekabel hagdolas hadas habo al yidei ayayin. Then that person is not capable of receiving that expanded consciousness that comes through wine. V'azai ribuy ha-shemen goyrem kibuy ha-ner. And then excessive oil extinguishes the candle. V'nizbalbel daitoy u'moichoy legamri. And the person's brain becomes confused, completely confused. Shezeo b'chinas yayin ha-meshaker. This is the concept of wine, of drunkenness. B'chinas loy zocha meshamamoy. As the Gemara says, when a person is not successful in drinking wine properly, the wine wipes them out. Person use that expression, I'm totally wiped out. The person gets totally wiped out from too much das, too much light. This is unfortunately a lot of what we see today, people using drugs and all kinds of other means, and people the people trying to delve into different types of consciousness, meditations, all kinds of things that are not connected to the Torah, that are not following the straight, narrow, healthy path of the Torah. And even people studying Kabbalah and studying different higher levels of knowledge in Torah without the proper kalim, without the proper vessels, without the proper guidance. And you see these people are in a state of confusion. You would think that this high-level knowledge should give the person incredible clarity, and instead it results in the opposite because the person's kalim are not in proper order. Question in the chat. The Likutei Halachos here is speaking about actual hasoga selukus, in other words, achieving this very high level of das. But isn't there also a bitul when a person's preparing themselves for holiness, before a person is literally inside the holiness? What's the advice there? The answer is, again, Rav Nosson Zal used the words, each person on their level, on their level. There are people who experience this by going to a proper shul on Friday night. When they're davening, they're singing l'chadoidi, and the person is singing from the depths of their heart, and they're expressing their joy and happiness that it's Shabbos. No money in my pockets, no bills, no telephone, nothing. I've become detached from Gashmias, from the physical world. I'm able to soar. I'm able to go to that higher place. So this concept of bitul takes on all kinds of different shapes and forms, depending on where and when and how and which person. And again, there's levels and levels and levels of this. Of a person experiencing, Rabbi Nizal speaks about sometime over there, he speaks about when a person is davening and suddenly they feel an incredible connection to Hashem and they're able to say of a few words or a paragraph of the davening with a passion and with a devotion like they never ever had before. And Rabbi Nizal explains there on the Kutimran that that means that Hashem has opened the curtain for this person. Hashem has taken this person up, to give them this connection, a temporary connection to this Oyer Ein Sof, and that's why that person is able to say those words like an angel. It's like an angel talking to Hashem. It's not me. I know this isn't the normal me, that kind of thing. So there are many different versions and variations of this. And again, the advice is the usual advice. Learning Torah, davening a lot, coming close to tzaddikim. That's the advice. The answer is, any time a person is going into bitul, there's an element of danger. Because again, a person doing that, let's say the Friday night l'chadoidi, you can have a person who will start screaming, because they're high, you know, and not being aware that there are other people in the shul also. And even though you're experiencing this high and you wanna scream, you have to know where you are and when you are. The silent Shmoneh Esrei, for example. During the silent Shmoneh Esrei, the Shulchan Aruch says that going into the silent Shmoneh Esrei, the Hasidim of the past used to have Hispashtus Agashmias, which is this beetle to the Ein Sof. And when a person experiences that, they want to scream. And we know the silent Shmoneh Esrei is supposed to be silent. So a person needs to know that there's a silent scream, that a person could be screaming inside, putting every ounce of energy from their body, from their toes to their head into the tefillah, but not allowing the sound to escape from their mouth. It's an explosion that's taking place inside the person. And again, not being expressed in sound that other people can hear or that could disturb other people. The Zohar HaKadosh brings proof to this from a pasuk in last week's parsha. When Yosef HaTzadik finally reveals himself to his brothers, and Yosef HaTzadik is crying and crying, and the pasuk says, "V'hakoil nishma beis paroi." The sound of the crying was heard in Paroi's palace. So the word koil there is written kuf lamed, without a vav. And the Zohar HaKadosh says, which koil is it that's heard in the Beis HaMelech, in the throne room of the king? It's koil choser, when it's missing sound, when a person is screaming and no sound is coming out, that kind of thing. That's the koil that's heard in the Beis, again, referring specifically to Shmein Esrei. Other parts of tefillah, there should be sound, there should be noise. But again, keeping in mind, if I'm in a forest and nobody's around, I can let go, I can break loose completely, I can scream at the top of my lungs. If there are people around, I have to use very good judgment as to how high to turn up the volume, the intensity, how much to show, and how much not to show. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to bring us into several instances in the Torah, and he's going to show us exactly how this relates to our shachris, davening shachris. V'zeh b'chinas chet Adam HaRishon. And this is another way of understanding the sin of Adam HaRishon. She'ochal me'etz hadas toivora. He ate from the etz hadas, which we're told is good and bad. She'hoyo yayin, where one of the opinions is that it was wine. K'may shomru Rabbi Senzal, as the Medrash says, Sochato anovim v'nosnaloi. Chava squeezed grapes and gave that to Adam HaRishon. V'gam noyach pogam bozeh. And we find Noyach also, who the Torah calls Ish Tzadik, Tomim hoyu b'doy roysov, Esor lekimis halach Noyach. Noyach was pogam with wine. It says he planted a vine. Kimuva, as the Arizal expands on this in Sefer Halikutim, Kamashakosuv, as it says clearly in the Chumash, Vayochel Noyach Ishu Adomo, Vayita Korem, Vayesh Menayayin Vayishkor, that Noyach, who was a man of the field, a man of the earth, planted a grapevine and he drank from the wine and he got drunk. And we know that it's brought that resulted in his son Cham either sodomizing him, chas v'shalom, or uncovering him, or sterilizing him. The ikar hapegam shelahem hoyo shehistaklu lemala memadrigosom. And the Zohar HaKadosh and the Tikkuni Zohar, when they speak about this, they explain to us that what this was really about was that both Adam HaRishon and Noach were trying to look above their level. They were trying to see beyond their level. Shezeu b'chinas yayin hameshaker. And this is what we explained here, is what happens, the result of what happens when a person drinks wine and gets drunk. V'kamuva b'sforim, as is brought in the Zohar HaKadosh. V'zeh b'chinas chet nodov aviyu. And this also explains the sin of Nodav and Aviyu, K'may Shom Rabbi Senizal, as the Medrash says, Shtuye Yayin Nichnesu LaMikdosh, that they attempted to go into the Beis HaMikdosh when they had drunk the amount of wine which you're not allowed to enter into the Beis HaMikdosh. V'zeh Shekosuv, and this is why the Pasuk, in describing their problem, says, Bikorvosom Lefnei Hashem Vayamusu. In coming close to Hashem, they died. They died in coming close, in trying to come too close. Ki hakol echad, because it's all one. Ki bekarvosam lefnei Hashem, what does that mean, in coming close to Hashem? Hainu sheheitzitzu veiskarvu yoiser midai. This means that they looked and tried to come close more than they were allowed, to go beyond the line that they were not allowed to cross. Lemalami madregosam, they tried to go above their level. שזהו היו עיקר הפגם שלהם. That was the main mistake. וזהו בעצמוי בחינה שטוי היין. And that's exactly what drinking wine is all about. Rav Nosson Zal is showing us there are different opinions as to what was the crime of Nadav and Avihu. One opinion in the Medrash is they drank wine and went into the Beis Mikdash. Another opinion is that they tried to get tukla, they tried to enter into the Holy of Holies to bring ktoiris, which they weren't qualified to bring. A third opinion says they weren't married. These are all examples of showing that they didn't have the kelim, they didn't have the proper vessels to be able to reach that high level light that they were trying to get to. They weren't going against Hashem, they were trying to get too close for them. Based on the level they were at then, they weren't allowed to cross that line. V'alkein's paragraph of, V'alkein's srichen lishmar hayayin ma'oid mimaga nochrim. And this is why it's so important when you have wine that's not mevushal, wine that has not been pasteurized. Real wine, you have to be extremely careful not to allow a goy to touch that. Shelo yeh nifgam chas v'shom, said the wine shouldn't become damaged. V'lo yeh nas chas v'shom b'chinas yayin ha-meshaker, and the wine shouldn't be turned into negative wine, wine that leads to drunkenness. V'alkein hichmira ha-toyra b'yoyser b'yisru kili ha-keren, and this is why the Torah is extra strict about planting kilayim with a vineyard. Ki hayayin tzrichin l'shomro yoyser mikilayim, because wine requires being guarded even more than regular kilayim. Kidei shetuchlal hanatiya b'sharosha, so that the planting, the thing you planted, should be able to plug into its source, as we learned in the previous year. Kidei lahamshich hayayin mishorosha shebigdusha, so that the grapes that are going to be produced from that grapevine, the wine that's going to be produced, should be able to draw from its source in holiness. Shubichinas yayin hamesameach, which is wine that brings joy. Shezel bichinas bitul el ho'ein soif, which is similar, the concept of the plant and the produce of the plant connecting to its source and origin, to the ein soif, is similar to our bitul to the ein soif. Shemisham tsoimchim kol hazroim v'chol hanatiyos, and as we learned previously, all vegetation, all plants, everything we plant grows, it draws from rain, and the rain comes from that super high place, from that oyer ein soif. When these things are planted properly, liminehem, each individual species separately. Aval kishim arvin kilayim bekerem chasashon, whereas when we mix kilayim with a vineyard, nifgam hayayin, the wine becomes damaged, the wine that's going to be produced from that vineyard is damaged, v'nasayayin hameshaker, it becomes wine that leads to drunkenness, ki eino yochel akabel oirein soif, because that vineyard cannot receive that infinite light of Hashem, me'achar shenis arbe v'nishtane hatmunois v'retzoinois, because of the fact that the shapes and forms of the seeds of everything that's planting that vineyard has become changed, alidei hisarvus shel hakilayim bakeren, by you bringing in kilayim into that vineyard. Ki hayayin tzorich shmiro yoiser mikol hazroim mikilayim, because wine requires greater protection than any other type of seeds from chas v'shalom planting kilayim near a grapevine. Machma shehayayin hu bechinas hagdolas hadas, because as we've learned here, wine is one of the most powerful things that can expand the consciousness of a person. Sheze ikur bechinas habitul, that's what bitul is really all about. V'alkein tzorich shmira yesera, and therefore, grapes, wine, a vineyard requires extra care, carefulness. And Rav Nosson Zal begins the next paragraph. V'alkein ikur shtiyas hayayin hurak b'shabbes v'yontif b'kois shel kiddush, and that's why the main times that we are drinking wine are on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, a good religious Jew will avoid drinking wine during the weekdays, during the 6 days of the week, unless it's a very special occasion, a siyum, a wedding, a bar mitzvah, things like that, and then with care, with caution, limiting it. And on Shabbos and Yom Tov also limiting it. And now Rav Nosson Zal will go into this. He'll explain to us. We're in overtime now. Yitz Hashem will start from this paragraph in the next shiur, where he's going to define more clearly what is drinking wine properly at the right times and Bikdusha Betara, where it should only have the positive effects. Question in the chat. There seems to be two kinds of bitul. One that's always safe, because the person entering into this bitul only wants closeness to Hashem, and there's a dangerous bitul where one's goal is this higher, this expanded consciousness. One is a bitul within katnus, like on a lower level, and another is a bitul requesting correct. Again, you can look at it as two different ones, or you can look at it as two different levels within bitul. There's lahavdil. There's minor leagues and major league. In baseball, there's little league baseball, where the kids play using a plastic bat and a plastic ball. And there's major leagues, where they're using a hard ball and they're using a wooden bat or a steel bat. And it's two different worlds. Both, it looks the same. On the outside, it looks pretty similar. But in reality, we know this is two different worlds completely. Should be zecha to get close to Hashem in a good, healthy way by coming close to the tzaddikim and following their guidance, and be zecha to see the revelation of Hashem's greatest light, which will be with the coming of Moshiach. Binyan Beis Hamikdash, meher v'yameinu, amen v'yamein.
Amen. Thank you, Reb Nosson.
Quick question, Reb Nosson. So with wine, we learn in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, it talks about Harodi, you know, over there it talks about the Roman type of vessels, and then Rashi over there says that they made it three times as strong as a Jewish wine. Okay, so my question is, because we're talking about wine, how is this possible that the Goyim can come into Eretz Israel and make wine stronger than our wine, so that they could go out to war and have dried wine, so that they could go destroy the world and do their horrible acts? That's my question regarding what we're discussing now.
The answer is, this is the opening line that we started with today, where Rav Nosson Zal said that wine has two powers, to the right and to the left. And therefore, again, non-Jews have bars, and non-Jews have billions and billions of barrels of wine and thousands of different types of wine and Italian, you know, all the wines that we find today in the world. The in order that there should be Bechira, there's the Yayin of the left side of the Sitrachra, and there's the Yayin of Kedusha. And within Kedusha, there's potential for Sitrachra and Kedusha. You know, that's where it requires such tremendous care.
But why was it so strong?
In order to make them crazier, in order to blind them completely, for them to be able to do the things that they did, the things that we see certain goyim can do, which is beyond what it's a level of insanity that animals don't have. Certain things that animals can't perpetrate such evil, and a goy with his wine can do it.
So is it fair to say that next Sunday night, this is exactly what they're going to be doing? In America, next Sunday night.
That's part of it. Unfortunately, that's what some of them do. We know that's how they celebrate, and we celebrate a completely different way. Our Shabbos and Yom Tov is supposed to look very different. Unfortunately, today, in some Jewish circles, there's what they're calling Kiddush clubs, but instead of drinking a cup of wine Friday night, they're drinking a bottle of wine. And it doesn't result in expanded consciousness. It either results with their head in the soup, you know, them falling asleep, or sometimes worse, chas v'shalom, saying things or doing things that shouldn't be said or done, chas v'shalom.